Hey everybody, today we read from John chapter 10 and Jesus as the Good Shepherd. I just want to read one verse today, but the whole Good Shepherd section of Jesus and where he's talking about it in John chapter 10. So if you want to read the whole thing, read John chapter 10, at least the first major part of it, John 10 through 1 through 21 or 18, 18, 21. Wherever you want to stop. But I want to read one particular verse, and that's John 10 and the verse 14, where he says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." I know my own. My own know me. I grew up with the song, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know," and I still love that song. Still my favorite. And I think it's the one of the most comforting and easy to learn songs, and it sticks with us, and I think just about everybody can sing it. So I remember doing chapel for the Denali Center up north when I was up there, and the one guy that would join us for chapel at the Denali Center, his name was Coco, and he loved "Jesus Loves Me." And every time we'd sing it, it was just a joy in him that was inexpressible. So that song has always had a special place for me. But I thought, in keeping with John chapter 10 and verse 14, we could reverse the lyrics a little bit. And instead of "Jesus loves me, this I know," how about "Jesus knows me, this I love"? Jesus knows me, this I love. So let's see how that goes. Let's play with that a little bit and see where we go with it. So, "Jesus knows me, this I love. Glory shines from up above. Jesus knows his precious sheep. Died and rose their souls to keep. Yes, Jesus knows me. Jesus knows me. Yes, Jesus knows me. The shepherd loves his sheep." One more time. "Jesus knows me, this I love. Glory shines from up above. Jesus knows his precious sheep. Died and rose their souls to keep. Yes, Jesus knows me. Yes, Jesus knows me. Yes, Jesus knows me. The shepherd loves his sheep. The shepherd loves his sheep." Take some practice, but we'll get there. So I kept thinking about how Jesus says in John 10 that he knows his sheep and his sheep know him. And I thought, who better to know us than Jesus? And what does it mean for Jesus to know us and how Jesus knows his sheep? And it's really pretty incredible that Jesus knows his sheep to the point of being able to, the scriptures say, know the number of hairs on your head. So Jesus knows his sheep, that he knows every single thing about them. Every single thing, the good, the bad, everything. He knows everything about his sheep, and he still loves them, even though he knows the good and the bad. He knows the stuff that they're capable of, the bad things, the sin that can so wreck lives. He knows that. He knows that about us, and he still loves us. He still cares for us. He still supplies our every need, even though he knows all of the things about us. And that can be pretty, well, it's quite a blessing, but it also can be pretty intimidating. The idea that Jesus knows every single thing, every thought, every word, every deed, everything. And even, you know, the state of our hearts, he knows all of the dark spots and the dark places. He knows all of the things that there's a lot that even we don't know about ourselves, and yet Jesus knows them. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he still loves us. He still died for us. And he still forgives us, even though he knows all of the things. And as we sing the song, the Jesus Loves Me song, we hear in scripture here, you know, where he says, I know my own and my own know me. We know Jesus' love for us. We know Jesus' love for us, and we see it and we hear it and we experience the love of Jesus in our lives. And we, as his sheep, sheep in the good sense, are those to be taken care of. And he knows what it is that we need. He knows the good things that we need, and he supplies them. Psalm 23, again, another incredible shepherd image, the shepherd psalm, where the shepherd takes care of his sheep. He makes sure that they have green pastures to feed in. He makes sure they have still water to drink. He makes sure that they have places to rest and restore and be revived and live fully as his sheep. He knows the dangers that they go through, the valley of the shadow of death. He knows the enemies that surround them, that he prepares a table in front of his enemies for us. And the fact that as his sheep, we are so well supplied with everything we need, that even in the darkest times, even in the scariest times, even in the most lonely times, Jesus is still there for his sheep. He is still there to love them, to care for them, to protect them. Jesus knows his sheep. He knows you, and he knows me. He knows all of his sheep. And he loves his sheep. He lays down his life for his sheep because he is the one to do it. And he's the only one who can do it. And he does that for you and for me. And I just, in this short time, I think this is it's the incredible blessing that we just need to hear today, is that Jesus loves us and Jesus knows us and we know him. And so let's sing the regular Jesus Loves Me, and I'll see if I can get it right this time. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Have a great day.